Chapter 13, Mishnah 11, a kol ma'alin l'Eretz Yisrael. Anyone can force, can bring up to Eretz Yisrael. And Kati means the husband can force his wife to go live in Eretz Yisrael, the wife can force the husband to go to Eretz Yisrael. And if they don't want to go, so if the wife doesn't want to go, the husband can divorce without paying a kesuvah. And if the husband doesn't want to go, then they can compel, the court will compel him to divorce her and pay her kesuvah. So it can be forced both ways. And once they're living in Eretz Yisrael, neither can compel the other to leave. They both have to want to go. Akol ma'alin Yerushalayim, and so too with Yerushalayim, they can force each other, compel each other to go to live in Yerushalayim. Akol moitzin, but not to leave Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim has a higher status clearly than anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael. Echad anashim ve'echad anashim. So whether it's with a man or a woman. I mean, I said that already. Nasa isha be'eretz Yisrael. If a man marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael, the gasha be'eretz Yisrael, and he divorces her in Eretz Yisrael. Now, this is a completely different topic. He marries her in Eretz Yisrael, and he divorces her in Eretz Yisrael. So, noisim lamimah is Eretz Yisrael. So, obviously, he pays her the money of Eretz Yisrael that they wrote in the Kesuvah, which is obvious case, but it's brought, you'll see now for the next cases. Because nasa isha be'eretz Yisrael, if a man marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael, so the Kesuvah is written in Eretz Yisrael money. Right, this whole last half of the mission has got to do with foreign exchange. The gasha be kapoitkia.
That's in Turkey.
Really? Okay, yeah. He says here in Asia Minor. But what's important is he says over here the Kati that their coins were of greater value than the coins of Eretz Yisrael. So if you said, I'm going to marry you for 100, you know, he marries her and he writes a kesuvah of 1,000 rand in South Africa. Then he goes to, you know, the States and it's $1,000. So he only has to pay her, $1,000 if they get divorced, because that was written in the kesuvah. Nasa isha be'eretz Yisrael, Nasa isha be'kapoitkia, but if he marries her in kapoitkia, v'gasha be'eretz Yisrael, now it's the reverse case. Now he marries her where it's $1,000, and then he goes somewhere where it's only R1,000. So noisin lamimayas Eretz Yisrael. So according to the first opinion, we still go leniently. We still make him pay the money of Eretz Yisrael, which is less, because the Kati says it's according to this opinion, it's only a rabbinical decree. The whole of Kesuvah is a rabbinical decree, and so we go after the lenient. We always go lenient all the way along. It's a debt, and we go lenient. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says no. Noisin lamimayas be kapoitka. So he says no, he pays her the money of the more expensive money. And why? And the Kati says because he holds that that the kesuvah payment is actually Torah law. So the same rule applies as to other debts, and where the place of obligation is incurred, that's the money. Wherever the debt obligation occurred, you stick with that money whatever happens after that. Kapoitka, and then he just finishes off with an obvious case. He marries her in Kapoitkia, and then he divorces her there, the gasha there. Noisin lat mimas Kapoitkia. So then the obvious case would be that he pays her the money there. So we finished Kesuvos, Hadron Alechem Masechta Kesuvos.